Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any to the campaigns for President of the United States.
That right there, Jeff Sessions, earlier today, he recused himself after saying he wasn't quite sure he was going to accuse himself, and after earlier saying, now he's probably not going to do that. Well, guess what? Recusation across the nation. He said, recuse me? He's recused. What does that mean? Stepping away from the investigation that's currently going on. A lot of people are tweeting at me about the fact that they think I'm calling Jeff Sessions a liar. I'm doing it. Let me tell you what I'm calling. I'm saying I expect more. He said something that I found to be a little bit of a foggy truth or foggy lie. Either way, he should have been clear. He should have been much clearer in a situation like that. Marco Rubio actually echoed that sentiment earlier today.
I mean, I have to talk to him. I really want to talk to him today or tomorrow and get a sense of why he gave the answer he gave at the committee. And if, in fact, that's true, there are a number of members that hadn't answered the call.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not saying he did anything untoward. I'm not saying any of those things. The best way, you know, if you're dating somebody and you ask your ex-girlfriend, did you see your ex? Or you ask your girlfriend, did you see your ex today? And she says, no. Or potentially, I can't remember if I did or didn't. And then you find out later she met her ex, which you would have been fine with, because maybe she had to pick something up. And she says, well, I thought you meant, did I see my ex in a way that we were going to go on a date? So I'm not calling him a liar. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's in the right position, and I think he's going to be fine. I'm looking at this in a different way. Most people, if you're on the right, you're going to come out and you're going to defend the hell out of him. If you're on the left, you're going to want him to resign. Chuck Schumer's out there yapping his trap today. Yapping and yipping and yapping and yipping and yapping.
Because the Department of Justice should be above reproach for the good of the country, Attorney General Sessions should resign.
I don't think he should resign. Unless they found out something else. Somebody wrote in earlier, I guess you need a note or permission slip to talk to diplomats. Wasn't about that. It was about, I ask you a question and then you tell me something else, right? Ultimate Chuck No? At Chad Benson, let's be clear, Sessions should have added, but I did meet with Russian ambassador on Senate business. Boom. That right there covers all ass. Boom. Covers it all. If you said, yeah, I've met with them, but not about the Trump campaign or the hacking situation, your ass is covered. That's it. I'm sick and tired of the left. Here's my thing. The left whines, the left bitches, the left moans. And they're out there screaming and yelling, and they're out. Don't give them any more ammo. Play it as strong and above the board as possible so when they do come at you and they think they've got something, you look at them and you know you've got nothing. But when you give them a little, they blow it up, and you know that's going to happen. That's all I'm saying. You know it's going to happen. That's what happened here. They gave a little. He told a partial truth. He didn't tell the lie. He didn't tell the truth. It's semantics at this point in time. And when people say, well, what about Hillary Clinton? I don't care. She's not president. She lost. The Democrats did something stupid, and they screwed over Bernie Sanders. They lost. They screwed over people inside their own party. They lost. They should be exposed for that. Two people have lost their jobs. Donna Brazile and, of course, our beautiful friend, Mrs. Schultz. Send me for some insurance. No longer participating in the game we call politics the way that they once were. That's on them, though. That's on. It's not on the the Russian hackers. Everybody gets mad. Well, look what they exposed. And all the, they're embarrassed. And they should be. But I don't care. And I know they didn't hack and change the election results or any of that stuff. That's silly and stupid. And if you think that, oh, sweet mother of God, what's wrong with you? But if I'm Trump, I'm going to do all I can to make sure that all of my I's are dotted, my T's are crossed, and we're doing all of the other things that the other presidents always promise about transparency, none of this little shenanigans going on. And then you catch people like Flynn lying with inside of your own administration to the second most powerful man, Mike Pence. And even if nothing goes on, it's the optics of, but you lied about it. So if you lied about it, something must have gone on. That's it. I think Jeff Sessions is a great guy. I think he's a smart guy. I'm not, and I've told you this, you listen to my show, I'm not a shill for the administration. I praise the hell out of Trump, and I think he's done nothing wrong in this situation. This is on Sessions. This is on them. Not Trump, not the administration. While the buck may start there, stop at the top, this had nothing to do with that. All he had to say was, like that person said earlier, tweeted at me, but I did meet with the Russian ambassador on Senate business. Boom. Ass is covered. We move on. And there's nothing to see here. Trump needs to get out in front of this, though, even though this isn't a fire that he started, and he needs to be the fireman to put this thing to rest. It's simple and easy. Get in front. Say, you guys know, everybody's reported from the New York Times, the LA Times, everybody's talked about that there was no wrongdoing election-wise for this Russian hacking. So we're going to move on from this. If you got questions, I'm going to answer them. You got a one-time shot. Let's get this thing out of the way. We've got to get this country back to work. Boom. Problem solved. We move on to something else. That's it. It's a simple and easy thing. But don't give them anything more to yap about. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Speaking of Trump, now, today was a commissioning, right, Producer Phil, for the Gerald Ford?
I don't think it was a commissioning, but it's going to be commissioned sometime later this year. Trump was just speaking at it.
And he was speaking at it, and he is just, you know, this is one of those things. He looked very, you know, he had the flight jacket on, he had the hat on, he looked the part. Almost MacArthur-esque in some ways. This is some of what he unleashed today. Was it Newport News? I think that's where it was.
Yes.
We will give our military the tools you need to prevent war and, if required, to fight war and only do one thing. You know what that is? Win. Win.
Man, he loves the troops and they love him. That's a guy that those guys and gals will run through a wall for. Can't always say that about presidents. You can't. Whether it's the fact that some presidents, they feel, look at them, you know, with contempt. And or a necessary evil, and some presidents look at them and they look back and they think, this guy, nah, he shouldn't be leading us. They love this guy. They absolutely love him from top to bottom. And he, because they know, he got our back. He's got our back. I think with Sessions, too, that's going to be a big thing. Does he have his back? I think he does. I think he has Sessions back, and I think he's going to look at Sessions, and he's going to say, Jeff, no matter what happened, no matter what you said there, it's over, it's done, it's out there, we're going to get on with it. But I'll tell you this, better not find out anything untoward. Better not find out you talked about the campaign. We're going to move past this. You're still going to be AG because I can't afford to have you and Flynn gone within 2 months of my first year as president. So buckle up, Buttercup, because this may get ugly for a while. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Also call the program 844-DIG-CHAD. Sessions didn't lie, didn't tell the truth, maybe some fogginess in the middle. Either way, he should have played it much better. too loose, too much of, eh? Not quite getting that, Jeff. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
I never had meetings with Russian operatives or Russian intermediaries about the Trump campaign.
That right there, Jeff Sessions, in some hot water. Most of it is own doing. Yes, there's an overreaction of the media. But I'm under a text from Frida. Frida, thanks so much for listening out there. Says that, you know, you're in a certain position, you should be held to a certain standard. Like, that's all people are asking. Not calling him a liar or a horrible person. Don't think he needs to quit his job and resign. I don't think any of those things, but I do think there is a certain standard that people have to follow by. And sometimes politicians especially get themselves in certain situations and they tell half truths or no truth, but then they make it seem like it is. And we dig in on one side or another and we protect them as if we're protecting our family. That's not true. 844-DIG-CHAT. Eli, what's going on?
Well, I'm totally amazed about all this Trump-Russian thing. It came up during the part where Trump was running against Hillary Clinton. The Clinton Foundation paid someone to start that whole Russian-Trump campaign. And there is no evidence whatsoever that anyone came and said, this person said this, and that person said that. My meeting somebody in a convention, for crying out loud, and I go to a lot of them in Las Vegas, okay? You cannot very well even remember the people that you met. And if there is 20 people there, I don't think anything that Jeff Sessions did was totally or anywhere close to being wrong. They did not talk about the campaign. There was no evidence.
Were you there, Eli?
No, but I've been to many conventions.
No, Eli, were you there? Because you know for certain. So you must know something that we don't know. So you can spill it on the Chad Benson Show. We'll let you tell the world because you were there. When they were meeting in his office, as Susan pointed out earlier, were you there? Because he met him twice. Were you there? And what did they say?
But that was before the election, even. Does anybody
that's what
know
they were
the
talking
name?
About. That's what they're talking about. This was before the election, Eli. Eli, this was before the election. This isn't, and he was a surrogate, meaning he was out there pushing Trump to be the president of the United States. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much, Eli. Woo, some people out there drink the Kool-Aid, if you know what I mean. Drink the Kool-Aid. Chris, Vegas, what's happening, man?
Hey, Chad, I've never heard you before, but it's a pleasure. But, you know, I was listening to Fox Business this morning and listening to the Judge Napolitano, who is probably a lot smarter than both of us put together. He dissected that conversation and that question and answer, Q&A, and he says the same thing. He was answering a specific question, which was about the campaign only, and that's what he's supposed to do. And under the pressure of a Senate hearing, you're not going to sit there and be able to dissect it like you're doing now, and I think calling him a liar is totally disingenuous.
Well, I didn't call him a liar.
You keep calling him a liar. You keep saying
Did you, Producer Anthony, did I call him a liar? Never used the word. Producer Phil, have I called him a liar?
I haven't.
And in fact, I said he's not a liar. Yeah, I've said he's not a liar.
He lied.
No, I said he told. According to you, he hasn't lied. If I asked you today, if you did something and you told me no, you can't recall if you did it or didn't do it, and then no, but I didn't do it, and then you go out and I find out you did do it, is that a lie or is that just a misforgotten truth?
No.
Thanks for your call. Tyler, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Good evening, Chad. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Good. Chad, I think there's something called that's reasonable and logical. Since he was the senior senator on the Armed Forces Committee, and at the time, way before Trump's official ending phases, middle phases of his campaign occurred, it seems more likely and probable that he was talking about armed forces matter. And like you just told the last caller, we weren't there. So if you look at logical and probability, it's more likely that it wasn't to do with Trump's campaign, since he wasn't a cabinet member or really involved with the campaign, but he was the Armed Majority Senate leader for that.
Yeah. And we don't know what he's talking about. And he was a surrogate, and he did talk to people, and I don't think he did anything untoward. I don't think he did. I'm just saying, if I ask you a question and you tell me something that's kind of a half-truth or not a truth, then I'm not getting the full story from you. That's all. I never called him a liar because, it's all about phrasing at this point in time. Well, you didn't ask me this, or you didn't ask me that, or you didn't ask it to me in a certain way. That's all lawyer speak, and I think we all realize that. I don't think he did anything wrong. But you've got the likes of Ryan and Chavis and a lot of these other guys, ICE and all of them, calling for an independent investigation and for him to recuse himself, which he did, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think he should leave his job. I don't think he's a horrible human being, but I would say there's a certain standard and a certain thing, as Frieda said earlier, that I think we should ask our people to especially people say, well, they didn't do it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you. It's like your kid comes home. I appreciate your call. Your kid comes home and he says, so-and-so did it, so I did it. You're my son. You're my daughter. I care about you. This is about you. This is not about them. And that's the way I look at it. And optics. Remember, optics. Optics, optics, optics. That's what it's about. Optics. What if Hillary really only had 30,000 emails that were just junk mail? Well, that's not true. How do you know? Well, because I know. Well, do you know for sure that Sessions didn't say anything in this? Yes. How do you know? Because I know. Those aren't answers. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Let's skip off this. Woman's Day's coming up. You know Woman's Day. I'm looking at you. Women, a day without a woman. Coming up in a few days, 6 days from now. We'll talk about it. What does it mean? Will it be bigger than a day without an immigrant? Also, why women don't make as much as men, and it's not because they're women. Jeez. So touchy. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
It was shocking to the conscience that the number one law enforcement person in our country, the one who is over the FBI, the one who sets the tone for U.S. attorneys all over this entire country, would sit in a hearing and not tell the truth.
That right there, Elijah Cummings, talking about Jeff Sessions, which has been the big hooey. Normally we don't do this much politics, but this has been something today. Very much something. And a lot of people say, Chad, people are still tweeting at me, texting me. Why are you calling? I'm not calling him a liar. I'm saying maybe he didn't tell the whole truth. Right? Didn't lie, didn't tell the whole truth, left bits and pieces out. Those bits and pieces happened to be big, and we're all trying to guess what took place in those bits and pieces. People on the right are going to support Jeff Sessions. People on the left are going to be pissed about this and want him to resign. I believe Jeff Sessions didn't do anything untoward. I would like to find out. But we may never find out, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Doesn't mean that I think he told the truth 100%. I think he told a partial truth. And then it's all semantics from there. 844-DIG-CHAD. Mary in Indy, what's happening?
Hi, Chad. I agree with you, but a good attorney is going to say yes or no and not elaborate because he's a good attorney. I get sick of people. Every time they say we need a special convention or a special meeting or a special group or a special hearing, it just means more of my money and your money are going to pay attorneys for nothing. So So if he takes himself, recuses himself of this, that's the end. We don't need
no,
the extra
stuff. It's going to be extra stuff, Mary. I mean, they're going to – and look, and the Republicans are calling for an independent person to look at this, and I have no problem with that. It's kind of hard to investigate yourself, especially when you're appointed by the president. I think in a situation like this, they should have probably done that from the get-go. But it's just blown up to be something a little bit larger than it needed to be. And, you know, there's plenty of blame to go all around in this situation. But I agree with you. I mean, it's more of our money, more waste of our time. We got to put people back to work. We got to get our engine firing here when the economy goes. We've got to do all of these things. We got to start fixing immigration and looking at health care. How are we going to fix this Obamacare mess? We got to do all that stuff.
98% of the people that are calling for a special investigation know exactly what he did because they're attorneys. They know what he did. He asked
a full
question, said no, and he moved on. They all know what he did. They all know he didn't lie. He just
The thing is, he didn't, when they asked if he met with anybody, like somebody said, he also knew, they know he didn't lie, but they also know he didn't tell the full truth. And he also knows he's smart enough that he could have CYA'd himself and said, yeah, I actually did meet with somebody. And that was based because I was on the, arms committee. I did meet with somebody. I don't recall or not really. And the thing is, they've also got, I think they've got transcripts of this. And if they do, and there is something in there, then maybe he did. But either way, there's a better way to handle it. And I think he knew that. And he should have handled it a better way. I expected that.
Can I add a comment?
Go for it.
Can I add a comment?
What's going on
in Washington right now is because it's like Trump has stepped on an anthill and fight, flight, or freeze. And they're either biting his foot or they're running away or they're just doing nothing. And we're going to see a bunch of that until they all settle back down.
Yeah. And tomorrow he'll sign something. And then everybody will be pissed off about that. But there's going to be some heat around Sessions for a while because people aren't, just like the email thing, people aren't going to let this die. Appreciate your call, Mary. Thanks so much. National Women's Day is coming up. Big fan of the ladies. Hello, ladies. How are you out there? Big shout out to the ladies. It's coming up. Will it be bigger than... Day Without an Immigrant Day? Yeah. I mean, look, women have spending power. Women are growing in the workforce like never before. They're outgrowing men. They're graduating college faster. They're becoming the force that drives this country in a lot of ways. And the things they do outside of that. They'll go work a 40-hour week, come home, clean the house, and take care of the kids. There's a lot of things that women do, and we need to. We don't need a day for you to not show up to show you the power that you have. We get that. We absolutely get that. A lot of women out there don't agree with it, but a lot of women are marching for different reasons. A lot of women are going to be out for different reasons. It's around the world. Some it's because of violence against women. Some it's because of pro-choice, pro-life situations. Some it's because of pay inequity, which is always a big thing. The gender gap as far as pay goes. Well, the real reason why women earn less. They've done a huge study, massive study. Wells Fargo has released a report, and it does shed light on why women are paid less. And it's always the left screams it's because it's women and men, and men always get the bigger piece of chicken, and it should be everybody gets the same size piece of chicken. But it doesn't always work out that way, right? Because not all things in life are equal. Not all things in life are equal. Sometimes that woman's a vegetarian. Huh? Exactly. So when you look at this, and you look at the results that comes out, the first thing you notice, and there's a couple things. The first thing is experience. Obviously, and I've said this for a long time, men have been in the workforce for a much longer time. They're far more established. Women have joined the workforce, and they've grown, and again, they're going to be the driving force moving forward. But men, especially in those higher positions, the experience has paid off in a lot of ways because they've been there for a long time. And a lot of times, especially not so much the millennial generations coming up, but even the Gen Xers and the baby boomers, women well, may have had a career, but then they may have been married and had children. And a lot of women decide, you know what, I'm going to put the child ahead of my career. And in doing so, they sacrifice. So they don't get the experience to rise to the CEO level or executive levels in a lot of ways. Secondly, and this is always the biggest one to me, I think it's the biggest one, is the roles of in job world, right? The actual occupation you have. A lot of times, women don't pick the same occupation as men. Men tend to be salesmen. They tend to thrive in the engineering field, in the farming and construction industry. They tend to do a lot of those things that women don't do, which carry a much larger wage than social services or teaching or some of the other things that women go and do comparatively to men. And when I look, all things being equal, everybody should get paid the same, but life is not about all things being equal. There are some women out there that are far more competent than men. And if they're getting paid less than their male counterparts who are idiots, that's wrong. But we always want to say, well, you know what? You know, you should make the same as this guy. Well, this guy's been here 12 years. You've been here 6 months. This guy means $1 million a year to my business. You're costing me $50,000 while we train you and get you up and running. Not all things are equal in life. And that's what we tend to forget because we think it should just be this blanket thing. I think this day without an immigrant wasn't very good because it was poorly handled. I think the day without a woman is going to get a lot more notice. But one of the things is it's you're also having a hodgepodge of reasons why people are out there. And that to me is the craziness. If you want to show, if it was me, I would say, look, let's go out there with this. We're going to show them what we mean to the economy and to the workforce and strengthen it through there. And it's not just here, by the way. It's worldwide this is happening. It's happening all over the world. But when I look at the gender gap as far as pay goes, you've got more women as teachers, preschool teachers, kindergarten teachers, teachers. You got more women that are in the admin positions, more librarians. Things like that. But then when you talk about other stuff, that you can't force young girls to go into math or science. You can expose them all they want, but if they don't choose to go into it, and those industries, computers and math and science and engineering, those industries tend to pay a lot more. You can't force people to go into those. And if they don't go into them, what are you to do? The gap is closing, and it will continue to do so. But it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not all what everybody on the left especially wants to make you believe it is. It's just because she's a woman. No, it's not just because she's a woman. It's because maybe she doesn't have the same experience. Maybe she doesn't bring the same skills. And maybe she's not doing the same job. This job says it pays $35,000 a year. This job over here brings in $1 million a year, so it gets paid more. You may work for the same company, but doesn't mean you do the same thing and you're worth the same amount. And it could be vice versa. There are a lot of women out there that make a lot more money than men, and damn well they should. It should be about the individual, not what's underneath the clothes. Hey, safety. I take it serious. I've got a youngster. Wee Jack. Love him. But I was thinking about fixing up my place and getting it all spick and span and making sure that there was going to be, you know, a way for me to protect my home when I was there and wasn't there in the most precious gift I have, which is my wee lad, Jack. I looked around, and trust me, there's a lot of people out there that are looking around for security systems, and you may be one of them. Like a lot of salesmen out there, chuckers and jivers doing stuff, trying to get you sucked into these long-term contracts. Huge checks, you're right, month after month. It's essentially robbery by contract because there's no way out of them. Cost you thousands, but there is a better way, a simpler way. SimpliSafe Home Security. It will protect your home and then some. SimpliSafe has no contracts. That's amazing. None, zero, zip, nada. Just $14.99 a month. That's less than half of what most companies charge. You're going to get award-winning 24-hour protection, named the best in the industry. Here's the great thing. Security professionals watching your home, ready to instantly send the police if there's any issues. That's what matters. Why don't you do what's right? Protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafe.com/Benson to check out their new high-definition camera. Plus, you can get 10% off any order, but that's only if you go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Go now, simplysafe.com/Benson. Protect your home today with SimpliSafe. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We'll wrap it up with a little thing I'd like to call traveling with the King of Saudi Arabia. Chad Benson Show. Take it, wrap it up. I'll take it,
wrap it up. I'll take it. You're listening to the Chad Benson Show. Wrap it up.
Arriving in style, Saudi Arabia's King Salman landed in Indonesia Wednesday. An escalator lowered the 81-year-old monarch to the tarmac, bringing new meaning to the phrase, luxury travel. The king also brings an epic entourage of 1,500 people, including 800 delegates, 25 princes, and 10 ministers, along with more than 500 tons of luggage and cargo, 2 Mercedes-Benz limousines, and 2 electric elevators. The king also brought his own elevator on a 2015 trip to France, which he used to get down to the beach.
That's the way to travel. What do you think happens on the beach? Like, how does the king roll on the beach? Does he roll deep? Got your own elevator? I saw the elevator that it built for him. People were not happy. They were unhappy about the elevator they built for him specifically to get down to the beach. He's an older gentleman. He's not going to be able to cruise on down there. Do you get excited, Producer Phil, if you see him wander into your store?
Yeah, right? Man, my eyes just light up with dollar signs like in the cartoons.
Yeah, I mean, you know you're making money, right? Like, that guy is just $21 billion. I remember watching, I think it was Diamonds and Tiaras or something like that. It was the Elton John documentary. And he was in France on vacation, and he was at he had rented the entire top floor of this, hotel. And he had one room specifically for his sunglasses and glasses. And then he had another room just for his clothes. And this guy makes him look like you and I traveling. Like all we're taking with us is our toiletries. It's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. People texting the show, mad at me because I think I'm a jerk. Let's see here, which is fine. It's okay. Never once said it was an impeachable climb. When you look back at the transcript of the show, remind yourself that the denial in your response is untrue and recognize that it's pretty easy to find easy thing to do, especially when you consider that it only took you a matter of minutes to factually misrepresent yourself. I don't know what I did. And it's worse that it's all about. It's all unless you actually believe that we've just elected a cabal of the Russian spies. I don't think so. Lastly, in fairness to the man, you should probably refrain from equating a response to a churlish question, which was political grandstanding in the guise of conforming hearing with Lynch-Clinton tarmac meeting, where in a botched effort to keep the highly dubious affair secret, Loretta Lynch ordered the airfield cleared, forbade press coverage, and even disallowed photography, which is illegal in itself as the aircraft she was flying is government, thus public property, and can be photographed by anyone. But do you know that anything dubious happened there? Or do you think that maybe, what if they were thinking if everybody sees us together, they're going to think certain things? And so if we could try to keep it quiet, that's good, right? If we keep it quiet, that's good. Try to do the best we can to keep it quiet. Maybe he was trying to do the best he can to keep anything quiet because he knew if he would have said yes, I don't know why. Do I think anything happened? No. I've never once called Jeff Sessions a liar. Did he tell all of the truth? Did he give an answer that can be construed as maybe lying? Did he really not know that he met with him? Could he not recall? Stretching it there. Stretching it.
Shouldn't we ask our leaders, regardless of the party, if there's something like this that happens and we have questions, shouldn't we be allowed to ask them certain things? Not just me. His so-called friends are all pulling back, telling him to get out of this thing. They're not asking him to resign, and I wouldn't resign if I was him either. That's something the left is going to do. They're going to scream every time, resign, resign, resign. But it's fair to ask a question. It's what we do. And if you want somebody who's going to sit here and be a mouthpiece for the administration, there are other shows out there where people will tell you you're a great American and that, you know, Trump sleeps in the Constitution and all that stuff. Not me. I like the truth. Solid fun show today. Friday, talk movies. I think we will. Jim Kennedy's going to join us as well. Talk about Trump, the administration, some of the mishaps and the missteps here as we move into month number two with him as our president and what we'll look forward to. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? Who knows what Trump will sign and send everybody into orbit with craziness? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. For my man Phil, for Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. As always, I bid you adieu. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.